Contractors' nightmares. In my last column I wrote about my head being in the clouds, literally, as I ziplined through the cloud forest in Costa Rica. Since then I have come down to earth with a bang, with my feet firmly planted on the ground. Right now, we are in the midst of renovations. My bath and shower unit are being replaced with a walk-in shower, with grab bars and seating. Is a preventative measure as my aging body has more difficulty with balance and climbing in and out of tubs. Finding a suitable contractor takes research. After finding a website that promised to give me the top 5 contractors in our area, I was sent a list of them. 2 were in Mississauga, so I read the reviews of the 3 local ones. One was a small family with a good reputation and over 45 years in business. Another a part of a larger company with many branches. I selected the small family business. Satisfied with my choice, I sent an email and almost immediately received a follow-up call from the owner, who happened to be in the office at the time I sent the email. He seemed very gracious, and knowledgeable with a wealth of experience. He came to measure the following day, answered questions and made sensible, suitable suggestions. The second choice asked me to send a photo, called back and quoted $5,000. No questions as to what I wanted, he answered briskly, told me he was the best choice and didn't need to come and measure before quoting. A little suspicion crept in. Delighted with the first company, I called the second one to inform him he had not been chosen. He was most rude, asked me why I didn't choose him, he was obviously the best option. I told him I was not impressed with his phone manner but thank you, if I had made a mistake I'd live with it. To me, the way you speak to and deal with clients is all part of the service. The chosen crew came on the date they gave me, made a start, excellent workers, friendly and knowledgeable. I was convinced I had made the right decision, they cared and showed respect for their clients. Now, any of you who have had repairs, renovations or additions know going through it is stressful. Your home is taken over by noise, dust, dirt, and workers trampling in and out. They would prefer we not be here, but as we are retired, we don't leave to go to work. Our garage is filled with equipment and supplies, not our car. Contents from my bathroom are in boxes and closets, and I spend hours hunting for where I put things I want but tell myself it's for less than a week, so grin and bear it. That was until, with major plumbing complete, it was time to place the back wall of the shower in place. When unwrapped, a small flaw was noticed, barely discernible but according to the sharp-eyed contractor Jonas, enough to cause trouble in the future due to possible leaks creating black mold and maybe crumbling walls. He refused to put it in, called he manufacturer and asked for a replacement. He was informed it would take 3 weeks. He spoke to the plant manager, who apologized but said all were custom made and none were in stock. The 3 weeks of living in a muddle are over. Today the delivery was promised. I was all excited to think of being more organized again. The workers arrived at 8:30 a.m., delivery due between 9 to 12 noon. They filled the garage with even more equipment, put the drop sheets in the bedroom and up the stairs and hallway, and waited, and waited, and were still waiting when, after numerous and unsatisfactory answers as to the whereabouts of the product, they left mid-afternoon after a wasted day. As far as stories go, this is not a problem, just a minor inconvenience that will be quickly forgotten once the job is complete. When we can put our car back in the garage, I can shower without fear of falling or tripping. But I have become aware of 2 things. First, what good contractors I hired, as they could easily have put that damaged wall in, stuck to their tight schedule of clients they had promised to start dates for work to begin, but they did not. Instead, they juggled, went days without pay, called non-stop to try to better the situation. Contractors are dependent on so many other people for supplies and other jobs. Compared with my inconvenience, it is a much bigger one for them. I also learned that to do your homework, read the reviews or get personal recommendations is invaluable. The contractor I didn't hire probably would have told me the $5,000 was for the basic supplies, it didn't cover labor, or any special additions I may want. All told, you can see why my feet are firmly planted on the ground, reality struck. I'll hope tomorrow it all comes together and I can recall having my head in the cloud again.